To Mishnah 3, Shtei Breichos, if there are two pools of two water reservoirs in a house, Achas Torah v'Achas Tman, one is pure and one is impure, the water inside it. One is pure water, one is impure water. Hamezia Karov L'Tmei, the kind of drippings from the one which is Tameh, we consider that Tameh. So we assume it came from that pool of water. Karov L'Tahora, but the one, the drippings, the moisture on the walls close to the pure pool, tahor. So that is tahor. Mechetze le mechetze, and drippings like halfway between the two pools, so tame. So then we assume that they are tame. We go strict. We don't know where the water is from, so we go strict. And now once the Mishnah's done a half and half, so now it's going to go off on a tangent of half and half. So half and half. Barzel tme shebelalu im barzel tahor. If there is impure iron, right, an impure vessel that's now melted down, and that becomes mixed up with pure iron. So imrov minatame, if most of the iron in the new mixture is impure, then tamet's impure, v'imrov minatahor, if most of it is from the pure iron, then tahor, mechetzim mechetzim, tame, and if it's half and half, so then we assume it's impure. Gistaros she Yisrael, if there is a chamber pot into which Jews used, V'goyim matilin l'soichan, and non-Jews used. So they've all been urinating in one chamber pot. Now you remember that when it came to non-Jews, the rabbis gave them all the din of a zav. We consider them all zavim. And the halacha when it comes to a zav is that their urine is impure. So the urine of the non-Jew is not pure because of that rabbinical decree. So the water, the urine in the chamber pot, what is it? Imrov min atame, if it's a majority of non-Jews, tame. The imrov min atar, if it's a majority of Jews, tahor. Mechetz le mechetzia, tame. If it's half and half, it is impure.
Are you talking about the contents or the actual
the contents,
pot itself?
Yeah, the, yeah.
May
shvichus sheyardi lahim may gishamim. So, water, wastewater into which rainwater fell. So there's, let's say, some wastewater that was in a ditch outside, and some rainwater fell into it. Imrov min atame, if the majority is wastewater, tame, then it's impure. Imrov min atar, but if the majority is the rainwater, then tar, then it's pure. Mechetze le mechetze, if it's half and half, so then tame. Emasa, when is this, says the Mishnah, Bizman shekadmu mei shvichos. That's only where the wastewater came first, and then the rainwater fell on it. Aval kadmu mei geshamim, but if the rainwater came first, and then the wastewater kind of mixed into it, afidu kol shein, even a little bit, lemei shvichos tame, then it is impure. If the rainwater came first and the wastewater came afterwards, then it's impure. It doesn't matter on the quantities.